For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. So if I could ask and ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we are all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have. Right, Joshua Paul, tell me the three most amazing Law of Attraction stories that have happened this week or so.
The three most this week. Well, I mean, this week we had one where there is a very, I would say they're not that credible or not that popular of a company, a coaching company. I'd never heard of them in all of my time doing football coaching and football fitness. I'd never heard of this company. And I had one player come to me, his parent, and said, oh, you know, so-and-so, my son has been, he's been doing a little bit with this company. The name of the company I won't mention, but for the sake of this podcast, company are called Company A. So he said, you know, my son's been playing a lot of football with Company A. And I thought, oh, I've never heard of Company A before. I wonder what they do, who they are. Anyway, not more than 20 minutes later, I get another message from another parent. Completely unrelated. These two don't know each other. They're not linked in any way, shape or form. And the parent says to me, whilst this company A is on the forefront of my mind, I'm kind of racking my brain saying, who are they? The mother of the other child says, I wanted my son to join your football academy. He does a little bit with Company A. So I've heard Company A now twice in the space of half an hour after never hearing about them in my whole life. And for me, that is, now I'm thinking to myself, who are Company A? What do they want with me? Why are they coming into my life so drastically?
And why are they coming into your life so drastically?
Well, I think to make me realise that there is competition out there.
So keep your game up.
To wake me up.
Never take things for granted.
Of course, never take things for granted.
My next one.
Another one. Another good one. That's a good question. I was going to write these down because
you should actually start writing. Some of them are
that. Some of them are that good.
You should start journaling, Josh. All these stories.
Some of them are that good. I had a good one the other day. I told you, didn't I? Someone owed me money for something for their child. They needed to pay. I was WhatsApping somebody else, and I went into a car park completely unrelated to both people that were on the forefront of my mind. Out walks the brother of the person that I've been WhatsApping. And then I turn to speak to the brother of the person I've been WhatsApping. And I turn back round and out walks of the leisure centre the person that owes me money. So, I mean, that as a story, I've got two conversations on the go on WhatsApp. I pull into my gym car park, a place that I go every day and don't see either of these people
ever. And these people don't live near.
And these people, they've got no reason to be there at the time I'm there. And I step out of my car. Out walks the person's brother that I'm talking to on WhatsApp in one conversation. And just behind me, within a minute, I turn around and I see the person that owes me the money. So I've got two people that are in my kind of energy circuit within a minute of each other.
And story number three.
Story number three. That is a good question. I can't remember much, to be fair.
A profound one that sticks out. Holy shit, that cannot be.
The losing of a player. to only get replaced another player with the exact same name within an hour.
Say the story, but change the name if you want.
No, I'd say the name. So I had a player called Noah who left.
And that's a very rare name.
Yeah, well,
in England, that's a very uncommon
not
name.
Not so much now for 12 and 11 year olds.
Oh, but is it? Yeah,
no, oh, okay. You see the trends in names. There's a lot of 10 and 11, 12 year olds called Noah. I think it's like the in name. So I lose a player. I run a football academy, so you lose players, you get players. But I lost a player. And, you know, my question to the universe at one point was, why am I losing such a rate of players so quickly? They're moving on, they're changing. And I kind of asked myself the question. And the universe paid me back with the energy that I put in by giving me another player with the exact same name as the player that I just lost. So, I mean, as far as the universe goes, that's a pretty incredible one. But universe stories happen to me very regularly.
Why do you think you particularly have such the amounts of these stories all the time? It's rare when one thing happens every 5, 6, 7 months. When you get them constantly every single week versus others that don't, why are you different? What are you doing differently?
A very, very good question. I just think I am very focused solely on what I'm doing. So all I care about is what I'm doing with football fitness. That's the only... I've simplified my life to the point of living like a child, where I get up, eat breakfast, go to work on my project. And there's no distraction of bills. I have bills, but my dad is my manager, so he deals with all of my bills. I just pay him to deal with them all. And I cut away any interference to my signaling of all day, every day, thinking about how to grow what I'm doing, how to give more back, what can I do to grow myself? And that's it. I don't have children to worry about. I don't have a wife or a girlfriend to worry about. I'm simply on route one to get to route two, to get to route three. And because the energy is so direct, I believe that the universe is in tune with that.
And do you regularly think about all the things that you want? Or do you just think about it once and it comes? Or you constantly just...
Well, it's always on my mind. I write down every morning my affirmations to reinstall to myself what I'm doing. Because I do feel that in life, you can often think about something and go off emotion for it for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And then something else comes along, a day-to-day problem that takes your mind off what you were focused on. And it can kind of tangle up your energy and your thought, your power of thought. You know, I'm big on manifestations. So you think daily. I think daily about the same things. I manifest the same things. And I'm nowhere near what I'm manifesting. But by manifesting something so great, I'm getting step by step closer to it.
So it's not the length of the time that you think about something. You just constantly have those thoughts.
It's constantly on my mind. I can't switch off my thoughts about what I'm doing. Now, I'm quite lucky because a lot of people can't switch off negative thoughts about things they don't want to think about, because that's the joys of having a very active mind. I know people that have thoughts about stuff that they don't particularly want to think about. And I've been there. So my brain does roll like that. It is very highly active. It does, you know, think it's probably, I'm probably quite highly anxious myself, which is something I need to work on. But I do strongly believe that because my thought process is so laser on what I want, it's the universe can only bring me it, because everything I'm doing is in that direction. Now, the best thing I got told by someone, and it's so true, is that, you know, become who you want to be before you are that person. So if you want to be a successful athlete, you act like a successful athlete before you become the successful athlete. So you've got all the habits of a successful athlete. You study what the successful athletes are doing in order to get there. So you're turning into the person before you get the gold medal on the biggest stage. You've already done the things that need to be done to get there. And it's no different with what you want to do in your life. Like, you know, I want to be the best football fitness coach in the world and have this following where people do what I think is right for them, and I help them and I guide them, and I can help create football players. Now, in order to get there, I must behave and act already like I am that person. So, you know, everything I do is around what I want. So what I want is to be that successful person. So along the way, what people think would be big wins, I am kind of acceptant that those are the things that are just expected of me. What, you know, you spend 5 hours studying YouTube videos and reels and and looking at footballers' diets and and do you not get bored? And it's like, you know, no. And you get other people that are like, you work, you know, it's affecting relationships like we spoke about. Like, you work 70 hours a week, or you spend so much time, do you not switch off? It's like, no, of course I don't, because I want that thing. So, like, going to get pissed with my mates and going away for 2 days on a stag do, or these things don't even get near me. Do you understand? Because they would just get fended away. I was that person that used to go and get drunk. You know, I was that person that used to go on stag do's. Of course, I was a massively sociable person. I worked in nightclubs. I had to be. But it's not until you find what you really want to do where you're prepared to kind of just put your hand up. And I know anything that can't get past my hand, it can't get past my shield, because I'm protecting what I want.
So it's not that, say, a path that you go down to get players is going to get you the players. It's the fact that you're going down all these paths, and the fact that you're expecting something to come from these paths that will bring it to you. And it might not come from any of those paths, but the fact that you went down those paths means you put out the energy.
Of course, and it will come back. No, that's very good.
It to come from the paths you went down.
No, it never does. You know, point A to point B is never how you think it's going to be, but you do arrive at point B. And it might not even be the point B that you set yourself out to get to, but it's a point B nonetheless, you know. I'm a massive believer in that. You know, I expel energy in so many different ways, through writing reports for the players individually, through studying my craft, through going out and selling my business, through living on Instagram, through creating reels. You know, I study what I'm doing, and the energy is expelled. But you know, the great story was, I went out and gave out, I don't know, 500-600 flyers for my business to local shops, local hairdressers. You know, if you have children, bring them to my football camps. If you have this, bring them to my football clubs. And not one flyer got a response. Not one. However, and this is the big however, and this is what people need to understand, the energy that I gave to my business to go and sell it was repaid. Because when I got to the venue where I run my sessions out of, there was a child just waiting there with his father at reception for a coach to walk through the door, because that kid wanted to join an after-school club. Now, the leaflets I had just been handing out were for said after-school club on a Friday evening. Now, nothing came of those leaflets. But what came to me was a child, completely unrelated, at Power League.
Again. You know what you fucking did.
The universe is like, right, your energy's done, you expelled it, you worked hard, but you and here's the payback.
So you're delivering leaflets completely unrelated to
I didn't get any feedback from the leaflets, you know, and I must have spoke to about 50 different sets of people, giving them to shops.
And you were in that corridor, and that person
person was just looking for a coach. It just happened. And there was another occasion as well where I worked tirelessly to try and win new business. Nothing came of what I was doing. However, randomly, I got put onto someone who was looking for a coach through a personal friend, and the energy was created. It was created elsewhere, but it leaked into my business. So to give an example of that, you know, a footballer or an athlete training to do something. Say you're an athlete and you're training to do an activity that you really want to do well in, and it's the cup final, and you're working really hard for that cup final. You're like, right, the cup final, I'm practicing all my free kicks for this cup final, because I know next week we've got the biggest game of our lives, and I really want to work hard, That cup final comes round, you don't start the match because the manager substitutes you. Or you don't play very well, so he brings you off at half time. Now, was all that time wasted that you put into practicing your free kicks for the week before? No, because the practice has gone in for when that time comes again that you need to utilize it. And it might be in the next match. You might get a free kick and you might score that free kick. And it's the hours that you put in might not always end up with the vision that you set yourself, but put the hours in and you will get the results, you know, but it might not be how you think.
And also what I'm getting from this, right, is wherever you plant the seeds doesn't mean the flowers are going to go directly where the seeds are.
No.
Like, you'll plant the seeds and the wind will blow a seed over there. So wherever you plant the seed, expect it to come from somewhere else. So you print off your leaflets, you go out for the day into a specific area that you say haven't been before, and then on the way back you go to the petrol station. You go to the petrol station, and then you meet somebody in the petrol station.
Yeah.
So really, it was, if I hadn't done the leaflets, I wouldn't have met him in the petrol station.
Absolutely.
And it's not about the leaflets.
No.
It's just getting the energy out there.
It is. It is.
It's to come from...
The problem is, right, nothing starts with nothing. That's the thing. There's nothing starts with nothing. Everything needs a little bit of energy from somewhere. And, you know, how much energy you expel is how much success you're going to get back. And it might literally be you expel 100 hours of energy into something and get zero back. But I don't want to sound like a cliche. On the 101st hour, you might hit the jackpot. And that is the risk and the gamble that people have to take to be successful.
It's also the same as when people in the gym, they say your reps start when you literally can't lift up the bar. So you're doing like 10 reps of 50 kilograms on the bench press. And then only when you can't lift, that's when it starts, like doing press-ups. Press-ups start when you've done about 40 and you really can't do any more.
Of course.
Because that's when your muscles are getting to work. So the energy we think is needed to go into something is often that and more. And most people don't even put the energy...
Yeah, life is very, very, very difficult. As it is, right? You know, as you get older, life gets tougher. Things get in the way. You experience more that lives with you. You have heartbreak. You have losses. You know, you know, life as a child is very different to life as an adult. And of course, you have people that are children and they have bad childhoods. But overall, you've got a lot of... what's the word I'm looking for? You've got a lot of, you've got a lot of life experience. And the thing is, my advice to anybody would be find something. And this is a great, great place to start. You know, if you're lost and you want to do something and you're fed up of the job that you might have and your boss speaking to you like shit and stuff like that, if that is the case, then you find something, right? And this is the best bit of advice I ever got, one of the best bits. Find something that you're prepared to talk about for free and you enjoy talking about, and that could be anything. In the world we live in, we've discussed it on previous podcasts, in the world we live in you can now get paid to do anything. And 50 years ago, it didn't work like that. 20 years ago, even 25 years ago, you played computer games all day. You were a bum. You were told to go and get a job. There are now gamers that are getting paid more money than any CEO of any company. You know, you were told that, I don't know, eating sweets and talking about them was a bad thing. And yeah, of course, it still carries the health risks of sweets aren't good for you and in moderation. But you can now become a sweet connoisseur if you want. Set up an Instagram page and you just simply review sweets. And eventually you will get paid to eat sweets. Like you will get paid by a mattress company if you sleep enough to talk about the comfort of your sleep and the value of your sleep while sleeping on their mattress. So you can now get paid to sleep. You can get paid to do anything in life. And we take that for granted. And people don't believe in it. So if there's something that you're really, really passionate about and you really, really, really value and you could talk about for free, why not start talking about it more, getting in front of camera and seeing the feedback? Because that's how everything starts. It starts with one video. It starts with one decision to create an account and talk about something. And the thing is people don't believe in that. And I think that there's certainly needs to be more teachings around that you can do and be whatever you want to be. Within reason, of course. You know, if you've got a child that needs to be fed, you can't go out and play football all day and film videos of you jumping over hurdles, because that may well not pay the bills straight away. So, you know, make sure that you've got money coming in for sure. But as a side hobby, rather than watching Netflix, rather than sitting on your computer games, figure out what you want to talk about. It might be films. It might be a film reviewer. But just try these things. because we're so lucky with what we've got in front of us. The next 25 years are so exciting, you know. So
what's coming to my mind, right, is that growing up, all I've ever wanted to do is be a millionaire. And I've always jumped into things that you see someone else make fortunes. But it never lasts because I have no passion. I wouldn't do it for free.
You're not them.
No. And so the importance of doing something that you would do for free is the secret to any success. I'm looking out the window right now and I'm looking at the leaves falling off the tree. There'll be someone out there who loves autumn and loves walking around, looking at the leaves changing colour, falling on the ground. And somebody will just spend 5 minutes talking about that. And you'll attract other autumn lovers who will sort of follow him or her and start posting about their tree nearby. Before you know it, you've got a following.
Yeah, the thing is, you've got to be realistic with what you want to do. And eventually there comes a time where you do admit to yourself, you know, if you can enjoy what you do 50% of the time as a job, then you're onto a winner. Because I strongly believe you are living a lie if you're telling people that you enjoy what you do 100% of the time, or even 90% of the time. Firstly, 100% of the time is complete nonsense. Like, no one enjoys what they do 100% of the time.
Even Ed Sheeran, he loves performing. Look, does he love getting up at 6 o'clock?
We don't know this.
Sleeping
this
on
is,
a coach.
But I can go off basic human nature that you don't enjoy anything 100% of the time. You know, even you don't enjoy eating 100% of the time. Because what part of eating is the unenjoyable bit is probably finishing your food. You might be a little bit disappointed that it has to stop there already, that you don't enjoy it 100% of the time. And there's, you know, but if you can get to a place where you are enjoying what you do 50% of the time, if you can hit 60% of the time, even better. But if you're looking at a base rate of 50% of the time, I enjoy what I do, you have really cracked the code of life, because you are doing something with your life that you enjoy 50% of the time. 50% of the time you are enjoying that thing. Because let me tell you now, there are people out there that would honestly tell you that they enjoy what they do 5% of the time. And that 5% probably falls on when they get paid on payday. That's the only part of it that they enjoy. Or if we're looking at 10% of the time, yeah, I like it 10% of the time. If we look, 5% is getting paid and the other 5% is the Friday afternoon beers that we all have in the office. Like, you know, and there is more people than you think that would tell you that.
So I used to do affirmations. I got into the habit of doing it for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then I stopped. Based on what you're saying, how you do affirmations every morning, do you find it really, really, really does help keep your mind focused on the things that you need to be focused on if you say it every morning?
Of course. Writing it down, the best thing I ever got told as well is writing something down is the best thing you can do. And Jordan Peterson says that, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will listen to Jordan Peterson as well. You know, because what you're writing down is what you're thinking. Because when you write, you think. That's what your thoughts are. You're writing your thoughts down on paper. Now, I am a big thinker, but being a big thinker gets you absolutely nowhere if you don't put those thoughts into practice. And again, these are lessons learned through time of failure and not living up to potential and being the person to fall to hurdles. You know, I have learnt the hard way. I'm 32 now. I'm almost 33, you know, in March. And I would tell you that I've had 10 years worth of failures to get me to a point now where I am probably on an even keel. And I'm not even anywhere near where I could be in regards to potential.
And do you think that the 10 years that you've had of failures means that you're now going to have the next 10 years of reduced failures?
Of course, of course.
So it's because paid off.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's only now, looking back at a failed relationship, a relationship with alcohol that probably wasn't serving me, of course it wasn't serving me. I don't think anyone's relationship with alcohol serves them, but it wasn't giving me any joy. You know, being broke, a gambling habit that I, you know, didn't get hold of and it probably wasted thousands. But again, you know, these things happened and I learned from them. My 20s taught me some fantastic life lessons about me and who I am and what I want. And I feel for the person that hasn't learned anything and they haven't got any hard knocks in their life or any life lessons. And they're now touching mid-30s, early 40s, because at some point they're going to get a life lesson or they're going to get a few life lessons. And you know, you've got to be strong enough to deal with them. But yeah, the affirmation thing is because I think all this mad stuff. Let's get a little pipeline in system and write down 10 things that I really would like, you know, to have X amount of money in my bank account, to have X amount of players in my academy, to do such things with my day to day that I really want to do. You know, write those down so you're reminding yourself about who you are, because it's very easy to get lost and forget who you are and forget what your values are. So writing them down is, and it is boring. It can be boring on a morning when I can't be bothered to write them down. Obviously, it's when I've got other things to be getting on with, writing them down can get in the way.
But you still make sure you write them down.
Of course, every single day I put a date at the top. I write down what I want and what I already write down that I've got it. So I'm affirming that I've got it already, and I want more of it.
And this isn't stuff just for the day. It's stuff that you want until you get them.
Yeah, this isn't for the day. This is long term. You know, so the bank account figure is X amount I want in my bank.
I want 50 players.
Yeah, I want X amount of players in my academy.
Do you put a date on that?
No.
You don't put a date on
that? No, it's just affirming it. And I'm writing down that I've already got it. So I already have it. So I'm writing it as a person that's already got it.
So how are you writing the player thing? I'm great for 50 players in my academy.
I have. Everything is I have. I do. I am. This is what I am. So by telling myself that I have it and I am it already, I will grow into that person.
So I have X amount in the bank. I have 50 players. I have...
I've built a vessel of a person that I need to... break into and get in. So there's an outfit there. I need to get into that outfit, and the outfit's there. There's no other outfit. It's just that outfit, and I need to get into that outfit. And the longer I take to get into that outfit, more for me. So if I post weekly YouTube videos, which I put as my affirmation, but I'm only posting once a month, you know, I'm taking my time to get into that outfit. That's my choice. Okay, but if I write I have £1 million in the bank, There is a bit more leeway in the fact that that isn't really in my hands. I just need to keep doing the small, regular things in order to get to that point.
For example, have you got like the same 8 things that you only write down? Only the 8? You don't add more?
Well, you find, actually, it's a very good question. You find yourself adding to it.
So you do add?
Well, you do add to it, yeah. Right. And you sometimes adapt because you realise that thing that... Well, firstly, if you have a financial goal and you get that goal, you don't want to keep saying that you have that goal. You want to say that you have more now. You know, the idea is to grow.
So obviously, when you've got what you've asked for, that comes off the list. But when you're...
When it grows. When you've got what you asked for, you level up.
But let's just say you're saying, I have 8 things and you haven't got them yet, and 9, 10, 11 comes in. Do you just simply write 9, 10, 11, 12 as many as it comes in? And now you've got, right, 12 every day. And then if tomorrow you think of another one, it's now 13.
Well, it's not a daily thing I think of a new one. It's not a daily thing. It might be every 5 months something new goes on there. So when I first started, I probably had 6. It's now up to 10.
So it's the same 6 for basically 5 months. It's basically the same 6 for 5 months, yeah?
Yeah, there or thereabouts. And then on the other page, so I do my daily affirmations. And then the other page, I write down my affirmations for my business. So it's what I do... you know, it's what I'm doing day to day. So like my ideal week for my business.
So literally it's almost like going into Greg's and they know exactly what you order.
Yes,
you order the coffee, the sausage roll, the BAP, the sandwich, because you always order that. So you can go in and they already know what you want. You don't have to say it because it's the same 8 things.
Yeah.
If you add another thing, they've got to learn that. So there's a power in routine, doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
your energy goes out and people around you pick up on it, meaning the waitress knows that you only order these 8 things. So it's really easy for them to get you those 8 things. Fuck me, there's a fucking bat in this car.
I am creating, like I say, a vessel of the life that I want. A future me. I'm just writing about a future me, but I'm writing about the future me in the present. So I'm starting to believe it. And that's why, you know, people like Conor McGregor and these massive athletes that are really confident and come across really cocky, Muhammad Ali, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, these superstars, will often believe that they are already the best. You know, that I'm the best. No one's beating me. You have to have that level of arrogance and confidence to succeed. You know, a really successful salesman has already made the sales before he gets into the office. He believes that he's already going to hit the target that he's been set. He believes that, because if you don't believe, without sounding too cheesy and corny, you know, if you don't believe in what you're doing, and you don't believe that you can be the best at it, and that you deserve to be the best at it, then what's the point in even starting? No one starts football, or no one starts piano, or no one starts guitar to be a very average instrument player or football player or athlete. You start it because you want, I would rightly say, you want to do something that's in the top percentile of doing that. You want to become a professional guitar player in a band. You want to become a professional piano player as you get older. And I'm talking more about younger generation here, because, you know, if you take up a hobby like badminton at 60 or 70 for health reasons, yeah, you're not there saying, right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to perform at the Olympics with it. But certainly as a younger person, when you start a new habit, you're doing it because you want to be the best at it.
So what do you say? Obviously, success and winning is a mindset. You can't put on an act. It's in you or it's not, which means you're either actually a cocky human being or you're not cocky at all, right? What do you say to people
I don't agree with cocky. I think the word you're looking for is confident. I think cocky and confident can be...
I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control. And it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members, and it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life-changing. So check out the course, and if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going for a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there. It's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course.